This is Dr. Oliver, the attending for April the 10th of 2024. The name of the patient is Sharon Bassett, B like in boy, A like in alpha, S like in Sierra, S like in Sierra, A like in echo, T like in tango, T like in tango. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old white female that had a history of IgA nephropathy that was proven by biopsy but has been in remission after therapy. The patient is feeling very well. She has lost 4 pounds of body weight, but is still with a BMI above 30. The kidney function remains with a serum creatinine of 1.3 and the BUN estimated GFR of 43 mLs per minute. At the present time, this patient does not have evidence of a selective proteinuria or a albuminuria, period. According to what she says, she stopped taking the budesonide and we are going to reminding her that she must continue taking this medication with the idea of avoiding proteinuria and progression of the disease. Following numbers, chronic kidney disease, as stated above, the estimated EFR is 43 mLs per minute. She has a history of nephrolithiasis that has been in remission. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, a history of microscopic hematuria associated to the IgA that is no longer present. And the patient following number is hyperlipidemia on prevastatin. The patient was instructed about the new positive therapies, specifically the medication Filspari, F-I-L-S-P-A-R-I, that was recently released by the FDA, with the idea of improving the IgA nephropathy, inhibiting the release of antibodies from the endothelium. Period. She does not have any indication to take these medications. The indication is for proteinuria of more than 1,500 milligrams in 24 hours. This was as information for her. I want her to lose weight because she has a BMI of more than 30%, or more than 30. Revaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.